Blog Talk Radio. So I say unto you this morning, let the Lord let it go with you to work this morning while you're driving your car. Lord, let it rest in you. Oh yes, you can take this presence that you're now receiving. Yes, you're now receiving the presence of the Lord. You can take it in the grocery store. You can take it on your job. You can take it to school. The presence of the Lord never has to cease. As long as He has an invitation, as long as you hunger and thirst after Him, He'll come nigh to you. You need to say it this morning. Let your presence gently rest upon my heart. Lord, let your presence I'm Lord, we let your praises ring. Hallelujah to the King. You're worthy of our praise. You're worthy of our honor. We glorify your name. We seek your face. We seek your face. We seek your face. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We're crying out to you, Lord, early. I know it might be late right now, but it's morning time in the Spirit. And he's saying, oh, worship me right now. Hallelujah. We focus in on you, Jesus. And we worship you.
Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your mighty move in our lives over this I Am That I Am Bread Tabernacle Ministries. Oh, Lord, let your creative power that created the heavens and the earth that is in your Holy Spirit be activated and manifested in this I Am morning devotion, in this radio blog show, in the airways, in the atmosphere, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we praise you, we thank you, we love you. Release your glories in the morning, when the morning permeate the atmosphere that everyone that is listening experience a life-changing encounter with you. That the name of Jesus Christ would be glorified and honored in their life. Anoint us with your Holy Ghost and your power and overshadow us. Let the Spirit of God descend upon us as a dove and lightning and lead us into God's holy and ancient paths of righteousness. Let your morning dew descend upon us and bring us fresh holy manna from your holy throne room. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Holy Spirit, we love you. Lead us and guide us into all truth. Holy Ghost, anoint this altar of prayer, praise, worship, and devotion. We dedicate this altar of prayers to you. We rededicate this altar of prayers to you. Let it be cleansed with the blood of Jesus and purified with the Holy Ghost fire. Let this altar of prayer be a global altar of prayer for every nation, tribe, kindred. Let us magnify the Almighty God. We pray for signs, wonders, and miracles, but most importantly, for salvation of lost souls. We also pray for a most intimate relationship with our Father in heaven. But most importantly, for salvation of lost souls. We also pray for our most intimate relationship with our Father in heaven through Jesus Christ. Thank you for opening the heavens. Thank you that your holy angels are now ascending and descending from your holy throne room, enforcing your love, your grace, your pleadings, your mercies in our lives. We bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus Christ. His name is worthy to be praised. We will exalt you, our God and King. We will praise your name forever and ever. Every day we will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and great and Lord, and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. We meditate on your wonderful works. We will tell of the power of your awesome works and will proclaim your great deeds. We celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all, his compassion on all he has made. All your works praise you, Lord. Your faithful people extol you. They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that people can know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord is trustworthy in all he promises, and faithful in all he does. The Lord upholds all who fall and lifts up all those who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your ear and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and faithful in all he does. The Lord is near unto all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. Our mouths will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his Holy Spirit. I am Apostle Marco Perel from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. This is a praise, worship, and prayers early morning devotion. This morning we are soaking in the presence of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Please join us as we pray now. Our Father and our God, we praise you and thank you for your words, this and everything give thanks, for it is the will of God. We extol you, our King and God. We thank you for your manifold goodness and mercy. Thanks for your sustaining grace. Thanks for you are always faithful. And thanks for loving us, Lord, so much that you send your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, so our relationship with you can be restored and reconciled. Jesus, we thank you for sending your Holy Spirit, who is teaching, leading, and guiding us into all truth. Holy Spirit, we thank you for glorifying the name of Jesus. We welcome you and love you. Take complete control of this devotion and every detail of our lives. We repent of all our sins and we are truly sorry for all we have done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. Thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ that washes away our sins and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Release the blood of Jesus over our atmosphere, cyberspace networks, this radio block, over our families, our homes, our ministries. We claim all the unlimited benefits that is in the blood of Jesus. We invoke your covenant in the blood of Jesus and activate the resurrection power in Jesus' blood in every area of our lives and in this devotion. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Father, we thank you for your armor, the armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth according to Ephesians 6:10-18. Thank you, Lord, that you are a wall of fire around us and a glory within us, according to Zechariah 2:5. Thank you for your holy angels ministering to us, protecting us, enforcing your biddings and your love and grace in our lives. Thank you for an open heavens. May your glory be revealed in the most spectacular and miraculous way. We bless you and thank you for souls being saved, healing and deliverance and restoration taking place even as we pray. We bless you, we praise you, we worship you, We glorify your holy name. You are worthy, O God. You are worthy of the praise. You are worthy of the glory. You are worthy of the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your children, we come to you in worship, to worship you as you desire, in spirit and in truth, according to John 4:24. I know that Jesus Christ is indeed Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witnesses to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and I believe in him. Lord, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will out of the love you have placed in their hearts for you. Lord, create in us a clean heart, a broken and a contrite, a right heart, repented in all our ways. Let nothing be done in strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, knowing that with you, Father God, all things are possible. But with man, the flesh, this shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship just to be doing something, but we have come to you out of the intimate love relationship we have with you through the blood of Jesus and the cross. You have created within us a heart of thanksgiving. We choose to abide in the spirit of truth so that we are in a continued state of fellowship and worship with you, Lord God. According to what David said in Psalm 42, verse 1 to 2, as the deer pants for the water brook, so my soul pants for you, O Lord. My soul thirsts for you, for the living God. My soul yearns, overwhelmingly desires, yea, give me pride for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry. Let that fire burn ever increasingly in each of us. Uphold me with thy free spirit, and Lord God, be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way in us, let it be taken out of us in the name of Jesus. Lord, let no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, the evil be fought in us, that our lives be a glory and honor and praise unto you. Fill us up with your spirit, your tender mercies, and loving kindness, that we seek praises to you all the days of our life. Create in us a heart of worship, for we rejoice only in you. You are our joy and the lifter of our heads. Be your spirit, Lord, lead us in rivers of your worship and truth. Let our ears be lifted up to you as we go through this day. Let our lives be a living sacrifice, according to Romans 12, 1 and 2, a sweet savory aroma, hallelujah, that you will be glorified, honored, and our lives be a praise in the everyday things of life unto you. Lord Jesus, Father God, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you, we worship you. We come to you in love and admiration. Through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to renew a right spirit within us, that the mind of Christ arise within us and over all areas of our lives. We yield all that we are to you and ask that truth, praise, and worship come forth from our spirit, that we worship our heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. That we worship you with all you are, because you are worthy. Lord, let true worship bring us into true oneness with the Father that cares, and things of this life fall away, and we truly walk in the light as you are in the light, and that we have true fellowship with the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Lord, enfold me into communion with you. In you I live and move and have my being. In true worship, I see myself as truly am I, Lord. I am truly in need of you and how glorious and wonderful you are. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. Holy Amasandereya Korea Mosotoriako. Yaria Mosotoria Karamaseteria Koromaseteriako. Yere Mosotoria Karamase. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Spirit, Holy Ghost, Comforter and Teacher, Paraclete, Mediator, Advocate, Reminder, Holy Dove, Spirit of Love, Spirit of Truth, Leader, Holy One, Mighty One, Counselor, Revealer. Some call you Holy Spirit, some say Holy Ghost, but I love to call you friend. The anointing, the wind, power of God, Advisor, Administrator, Keeper, Protector, the fire, the glory of God, the river of life, the convictor, regenerator, Spirit of grace, Spirit of peace, wisdom and understanding, the sanctifier. Oh, oh, some call you Holy Spirit, and some say Holy Ghost, but I love to call friend. Oh, I love to call him friend. He's my friend. Sticks closer than a brother. I can talk to him any time of night, any time of morning. Doesn't matter what the conditions are. I just love to call him my friend. He never makes fun of you. He never talks about you. He'll never laugh at you. I don't care how silly you may think sometimes, how many mistakes you make. He's always there. He'll always be right there. I love to call him friend. The doctor walks away and shakes his head. The Holy Spirit will be there to raise you up out of that sick bed. That's why I love to call him free. Oh, hallelujah. He's a lawyer in the courtroom, mighty counselor. Oh, yes, he is. That's why I love to call him my friend. Sometimes you need a loan, your credit is
care where you are. Just let the wind of the Holy Ghost. You're going through a bad marriage. Right now, just let the wind breathe upon you. Just let the Holy Spirit come into that room where there's confusion, where there's despair, where there's depression. Just tell him to breathe on you right now. Let it breathe on me. Let it breathe on me. Let the breath of the Lord now breathe on me. Whatever you're going through, just let it breathe on you. He'll pick you up when you're down, or you can't get too low for him. Just let the breath of the Lord, oh, oh, breathe on me. Let it breathe on me. Let it blow on me. Let the wind of the Spirit now blow, blow everything away. Oh, let it blow on me. Just let it blow on me. Let the wind of the Holy Spirit now blow. Oh, oh, let it blow on me. Just let it blow on me.
Come on, come on. There's a fullness of joy. And in your right hand. whatever you're in his presence.
He's our sovereign God and King.
He said he inhabits the praise of his people.
We'll be before your throne.
Bow at your
feet. Bow at your feet.
Worship you.
We worship you, Lord.
Come on, tell him in here. In the presence that we are,
in
find
the
your
presence of royalty.
Come on, that's our sovereign God. He's King and Lord. Come on, sing.
We're in the presence of royalty.
If you realize he's royal, I want you to open your mouth and lift your hands and tell him today. There's nobody like him. We're in the presence of royalty.
We're in the presence of royalty.
And Lord, when we reflect on who you are, we have to lift our hands and open up our mouth and say tonight, we can't just sit here with our lips closed when we realize you for who you are. You're sovereign forever, God. We're in the presence. You're King of Kings and you're Lord of Lords.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I know I'm not
even then I will praise you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come to you with praise and thanksgiving in worship, in humbleness, and through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we ask you to reveal to us any unconfessed sins that we may have in our hearts at any time. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us, every member of our families, every member of our families, Father God, from all sins known and unknown, and transgressions, iniquities, trespasses, any grudges of all unforgiveness that we have in our hearts at this time, and wash us clean with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, we ask you to destroy any assignments, plans, or works that Satan has against us. We ask you to cause your anointing to break and destroy the yoke of every bondage that is over us, and to bring down anything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, as we take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ according to 2 Corinthians 10, 3-6. Lord Jesus, you ask to give us all those that we have prayed. Lord Jesus, we ask you to give us all those that we have prayed for today total freedom. Give them total freedom, total liberty from all sickness and disease. We ask you this according to your complete and total will, precious Jesus. Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over us and everybody we pray for today. Lord, we ask you to fill each of us today with your Holy Spirit. Jesus, please help us to keep our eyes fixed on you. We are victorious through Christ Jesus. Lord, we ask you to release your healing virtues into our bodies and to give us divine health. Lord Jesus, we ask that you touch everyone that we have prayed for and that we'll pray for today, and loose and encamp your holy warring angels and ministering angels into their presence. Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless and prosper us and those that we are praying for and interceding for in our families. Lord Jesus, we ask you to continue to bless and prosper each and every one of us. In Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. To those of you that do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, he's extending his invitation to you this morning. To those that have been there backslidden, Jesus wants you back into his sheepfold. Jesus loves you. If you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, please say this prayer right after me. Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. I confess that I'm a sinner and I have sinned against you. I ask you to forgive me for all my sins, and I repent for my sins and choose to follow and obey and accept your Son, Jesus Christ, as my Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that your Son, Jesus, that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die for my sins and on the cross at Calvary and the sins of others. I believe that your Son Jesus Christ was born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified and died on the cross at Calvary for me and the sins of all others. I believe that after 3 days he was raised from the dead and ascended into heaven and is alive today. I ask you, Jesus Christ, to be the Lord of my life, to be my Savior. I receive you now as my Lord and Savior with all my heart. I believe that Jesus Christ is my King and my God and the Lord of my life. I believe that Jesus Christ is alive in me. I declare that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Welcome into the body of Christ. The holy angels are rejoicing with you this morning, and we are also rejoicing with you. What do you need to do? Find a Bible-believing church read your Bible and pray every day, fellowship with other Christians, carry a portion of God's word with you, share your faith in Christ with others. Welcome once again into the body of Christ. If you need to contact us, our number is 301-502-4069. 301-502-4069. This is Apostle Marco Brewer from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Or you can visit our website at www.iamprayers.com. www.iamprayers.com. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And the Lord has put his name upon you, and the Lord is blessing you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day in Christ Jesus. God bless you.
Are you righteous and perfect? Are you in all your ways? We sing this to you. Come on, how I worship.
How I worship. Oh,
majesty.
How I bless
you. For tower. We sing it like this. Yes, Jesus. You see, the righteous run it and they are safe when we call them.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. Come on, why are we doing it? Sing it like this.
He's my rock.
Yes, sir. What else? What else?
He's my soul.
Yes, you are. He is my deliverer.
He's
come on.
My deliverer.
Can you tell him if you're trusting? Just in case you've forgotten that name, I want somebody to think about that name right here. Come on, think about it right here. And just in case you forgot. That I'm Jesus Christ. Yes, Jesus. Come on, you can praise him. Come on, you can praise him. Hallelujah. And God, we, your people, are going to be obedient as you decree, let everything that have breath give you the praise and give you the glory. Yes, God. We're so unworthy, Lord, but we stand in your presence. This is the every that when we talk about your word, it's my daily bread. It's what I long for. And God, you said, he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. This verse just says, your very word. Come on, tell him today. Come on, say, spoken. This is the part that I love to declare. It says, and now, listen to these words. It says, I'm desperate for you. Is there anybody here you just don't want them, but you're desperate for him? You've got to have them. Sing it to them again. And now, got to have you. Come on, sing this with us again. This is the air I breathe. Come on, I want you to sing it with us. This is the air I breathe. And because you sent your Holy Spirit, Lord, thank you that it is. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, living in me as you are. It's living in me, hallelujah. I'm connected to you and you're connected to me. And I tell you today that this is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Lord, it is the truth of your word that you've given us. Desperate for him, I want you to lift your hands and tell him. Come on, tell him, I'm desperate for you, Jesus. Come on, if you're desperate for him, lift both hands to heaven and open your mouth in here. Tell him together. And have you there, Lord? Come on, sing it again. And I'm desperate for you. I need you, Lord. Every hour, I want you, Jesus. Yes, I do it. And I'm desperate for you. Tell him again. I'm lost. Without him, and you'd be lost. I want you to lift your hands right now and tell him this is the air I breathe. Breathe it in. Come on, he's given us the Ruah breath, the creative breath of God, as he did Adam in Genesis. He, whoa, Jesus. Come on, just breathe in now. Breathe in the air that he's given. Drop out group. I want to hear the